all of them. I like all my DBs and things like that. Those guys have been putting in a lot of hard work. Been a lot of competition out there, and for them to come out, you know, and have games like they did today, it's always good to see.
In the beginning, I was a little shocked. I'm still a bit shocked by it, but once I called it, I just knew that I had to get to the end zone, you know, to open the coach's eyes and open my teammates' eyes and let them know, you know, what I'm capable of doing. Yes, it very much was. I can't wait to call my parents and talk to them about it.
When I want to come out here and prove myself that, you know, I'm an athlete and I can compete with some of the best athletes in the world, you know. So I really believe that and never stopped believing that, even when I was out of the football, you know, for the past two seasons, you know. I always fought and kept myself in shape and kept training for a moment like this, you know. And now that I'm here to try to, you know, take advantage of this opportunity, you know, I got God to thank all the way 100%. For this, you know, and I just wanted to go out here and give it all I got.
I'm very comfortable, a lot more comfortable than when I first got in, but it's going to continue to be a progress. You know, I still have things to learn and make sure I'm not second-guessing myself at all, no matter what they call. So, I mean, there's still room for improvement, and I'm going to continue to improve.
These fans play through us. They feed off of us, and I can definitely feel it. I feel like it's going to be tough for the opposing offense. You know, when they get on the field and the crowd just erupts, it's going to be very hostile, and it's going to be tough because NFL stadiums aren't like college, you know, they're smaller.
We pride ourselves on you know, showing love for each other, especially when we make plays, you know, and the whole team basically looked out and congratulated me and told me to keep pushing.
Most of those guys who come in, you know, they're aware of, you know, the importance of this night. Obviously, I always tell them my story, and, you know, that's how you get the spotlight kind of on you at that point. Come out and make a first impression. And those guys did that. So I'm glad to see that, you know, that still lives on.
Once we entered the red zone, you know, me and coaches, we have a certain type of formula for me being a bigger, stronger corner, you know. And once we hit the red zone, basically, you know, I'm playing slant to fade. You know, I want these guys to try to throw it over my head, you know, and me turning around and, you know, to jump and grab the ball, you know. Basically, I was pressed up on him. He took an outside release. I played slant to fade, so I sat in his back hip, you know, baiting the quarter to throw it over my head. And once we got into the red zone, I just read his eyes. His eyes got big and everything. So I whipped my head around and just jumped up as high as I can to make the play, you know. So.